Hi everyone, it's Joe. Apologies for the voice in advance. I'm still full of a cold. So I'll try and keep this brief to save you the pain of listening to my croaks. For anybody who uses Sky TV, the Sky Plus app has been updated and is now very accessible on iOS. Now I don't know, there is the same app on Android because Rob uses it, but he is fully sighted, so I don't know how accessible it is on there. If anyone uses Android and you want to let us know, then that'd be great. But it is very accessible. You have to have your Skybox linked to your Wi-Fi, so to your router, the same way that you would any other device. And I couldn't tell you how to do that, but if anybody needs to know and you're struggling, I can get Rob to give an explanation because he did ours. And then your app will search for your box, for your Skybox, and it should take up seconds. It was so quick with ours. And then away you go. You can browse the channels. You can add channels to favourites to save you having to scroll through hundreds of channels. You can access the TV guides, and you can turn the TV over, so you use your phone as a remote control. You can remote record. I haven't tried that yet. I'm going to try that this weekend. But if it's as accessible as the rest of the app, that should be great. But the other thing that I thought was interesting and might be good for people who've got useful vision is that you can allow the app to access your photos on your device and show them on your TV screen. So for anybody who likes to look at photographs, but perhaps finds it a bit of a strain on the phone, or you know, you want to share your photographs with friends and family, you can just put them on your TV screen, and it seems very easy to do, to be honest. The other thing is, you can, on a lighter note, Jodie was having great fun. She was upstairs putting photographs on the TV while Rob was trying to watch a Liverpool match the other night. Yeah, tut tut, naughty naughty. But you can have multiple devices. So we've got two iPhones and an Android, all with the Sky Plus app on. You need your Sky ID to log in to your Sky Plus app, and then search for your box, and then it's, you know, it's as easy as that, really. But if anyone's any problems, feel free to put a boo up here. But I'm sure that Sky would be only too happy to help. I found out there is an article on the VI Talk Facebook group that came to me via email from a friend about the app. So if you want to go and have a read, it's on the VI Talk group. You just have to search VI Talk on Facebook, and there's a little bit more information there. But I think Sky have a department that supports people with with extra needs and everything. Although I find Sky customer service a bit difficult, they can be very, very unhelpful. I'm sure if you can get through to the right department, they would be a lot better. Anyway, just thought I would put that out there. Thanks for listening to my rotten voice. Hopefully it'll be better soon when I have to do more things for VI Talk. I hope you're all doing okay. Have a nice weekend, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.